We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's definitely a rainy afternoon. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I am Austin York, and a Dallas County jury today saw body camera video of the triple murder crime scene at a Garland convenience store a little more than a year ago.
The shooting happened at a convenience store in Garland the day after Christmas in 2021. Police say a 14-year-old named Abel Acosta opened fire, killing three and injuring another. Officer Byron Velasquez was the first to arrive, and he only saw one victim. As other officers got to the scene, Velasquez learned there were more victims.
I see another victim on the southeast side of the inside the store, and I was made aware that there was another victim in the far right side, in the back side.
The man on trial is 34-year-old Richard Acosta. He's accused of capital murder for driving his son to and from the scene. The defense says Richard Acosta had no idea his son killed anyone till police told him later. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Tarrant County Commissioner's Court adopts its priorities for the current legislative session, as we hear from KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
Tarrant County's list of legislative priorities steers clear of items that could be considered divisive. As such, all five members of the Commissioner's Court, three Republicans and two Democrats, voted to approve it. It includes supporting legislation that increases transparency and opposes mandated services without the necessary funding. It also includes support for the study of a state mental health hospital in the county, something that Commissioner Roy Charles Brooks says is sorely needed.
There are persons in our community who have severe mental health challenges and are not good candidates for the short-term bids. They need long-term mental health treatment.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Perot Field-Fort Worth Alliance Airport officially takes the wraps off its new fixed base operation. Christian Childs is the president of the Alliance Aviation Company and Perot Field, and says the new FBO is the ultimate in client hospitality.
The Alliance Aviation Services is 20,000 square feet of state-of-the-art customer amenity space, including a flight crew lounge with theater and sleep rooms, four private meeting spaces, wireless web conference technology, complimentary, freshly prepared snacks and beverage options, concierge-level service to corporate, military, and general aviation customers 24 hours a day, 7 days per week.
Charles says one of the goals of the new FBO is never to give a client a reason to go somewhere else. People who live in southern Dallas are celebrating the opening of something many of us might consider a necessity.
A grocery store has opened near Bonnie View and Simpson Stewart. People who live nearby say they had been forced to drive or ride the bus for miles to find a store south of I-20 or west of 35E.
It's probably about a half a mile from me. And so it is good.
Oh, it's a blessing. I tell you, you don't have to go all over town, you know, to find the food that you need. It's right here in our neighborhood.
Food Basket General Manager Bill Davidson says many people here now buy packaged food at convenience stores or discount stores. So he sees an untapped market for fresh meat and produce.
We want to make this store successful, and we want to stay here.
Some people shopping here today say this part of Dallas is growing with new apartments, businesses, and a park. In South Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
One of the biggest hospitals in North Texas is getting even bigger. Methodist Charlton in southern Dallas will soon open an expanded emergency room, nearly doubling the number of beds to 70. Methodist Health Chief Executive Jim Scoggins says they're also widening hallways and expanding ambulance bays to give doctors and nurses more room to work.
We have the only trauma centers south of downtown. Magnificent trauma centers. Methodist doesn't grow just for the sake of growing. Everything we do, everywhere we go, there's a need.
Methodist Charlton started construction on the emergency room in 2020, and the expansion should open next week. For the first time as a Maverick, guard Kyrie Irving spoke to the media about being traded to Dallas.
I really feel wanted, and I know that they had to give up some pieces for me to get here, so I don't take that for granted. Shout out to Mr. Cuban, shout out the whole entire front office, the Dallas organization. You know, I've been here for about 48 hours or a little bit more than that, and it's been nothing but a warm embrace and nothing but genuine love, so I'm just taking it 1 minute at a time and just focus on what I can control, which is how I prepare, and just coming in every single day and being consistent.
So why did he demand a trade from his former team, the Brooklyn Nets?
I just know I need healthy boundaries, especially in this entertainment business. There's a lot of disrespect that goes on with people's families, with their names, and I'm just not with it. So it's not personal against any of those guys, against in the front office. It's just what I'm willing to accept.
Irving is expected to make his Mavs debut tomorrow night in L.A. against the Clippers. With your afternoon All-Local, I'm Austin York.
The All-Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.